talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going back to the front lines of history in the making, and I want to finish up on this atrocity of Gableman continuing to get 11 grand a month, taxpayer money, no oversight by the legislature, no oversight, no ability to veto by Evers, 20 grand for his staff to do what? Because on Monday, Trump threatened Voss with a primary and called him a rhino if he didn't extend Gableman. On Tuesday, yesterday, Voss capitulated, said Gableman could stay on indefinitely. Indefinitely at public expense. This is corruption. This is extortion. Trump extorted Voss, and Voss succumbed. There should be a grand jury on that, just like the extortion of Raffensperger in Georgia. Georgia, Trump said to Raffensperger, you better scare up another more than 11,000 votes so I win, or there may be criminal consequences. This is coming from the President of the United States, who controls the Justice Department. That's a felony. That's a felony. And when the great DA in Atlanta started to investigate it with a grand jury, she got death threats, and Trump threatened her nationally. He gave a speech in Arizona saying that prosecutors who go after him are racist, and he expected people to do something about it. This guy got to be charged for extortion, for making threats against public employees. If anybody else said that, they'd be in jail. Where's Merrick Garland? These are federal felonies. This is a presidential election, Merrick. You're standing by, you're not doing anything. If you're intimidated, get Jamie Raskin in there, or get Adam Schiff in there as attorney general. Do it right away. But here in the state, the clown Trump goes, Voss is a rhino. I don't like rhinos. And so if Voss doesn't extend Gableman, he'll get a primary and I'll beat him. And then Voss chickens out. This is extortion. One piece of evidence is the quickness in which the decision was made, 24 hours. Evers can't veto it. Why? Because the Republican Supreme Court says he can't, because it benefits the Republican Party. And then you might say, okay, but at least these guys have got to come up with some kind of an excuse for Gableman. Maybe, what's he investigating? There's been 3 recounts. Biden got more votes as a result of that than he had before. Biden, he won by 20,000 votes. Even Ron Johnson said that the reason that he lost was because Republican legislative candidates got 51,000 more votes than Trump did. People didn't like Trump. That's why he lost. That's why he lost. He said in private, it was taped, didn't realize it. Kind of screwing around now on it, but that was the case. Paul Ryan, quintessential Republican speaker, he's a Republican speaker, said Trump lost the election. Biden won it. So why are we paying tax dollars to Gableman, who couldn't get reelected to the Supreme Court, so he decided not to run? Nobody will hire the guy. Sweetheart deal, 11 grand a month. Guy comes to you and goes, listen, how would you like 11 grand a month of taxpayer money, and you can rent an office, and you can sit there and do whatever you want, and you don't have to tell me what you're doing? A lot of people will go, that'd be great. I said it before, but I was a huge fan of Sherlock Holmes when I was a kid. There's a story of Sherlock Holmes called The Red-Headed League, where a bad guy, a bandit, wants to dig a tunnel into a bank from a business, and the owner is there, but the owner has red hair. So he puts an ad in the paper. He goes, okay, everybody with red hair, I'll give them, you know, a lot of money a week just to copy the encyclopedia somewhere else. Street's full of redheaded guys. And he hires, of course, the guy that owns the place he wants to dig the tunnel out of, sticks him in an office across town and says, start with archery. And then, you know, do aardvark archery and get down to zoology. And he's just all day doing that. That's what Gableman is doing. Gableman is doing, instead of robbing the bank, what's happening is that Voss wards off a primary opponent. That is extortion. That is a felony. It's a federal felony in this case. Do you understand that? It's a federal felony. Why isn't something being done? We're draining our tax money, taxpayer money is hard to come by. We need tax cuts. We'd like to have some property tax relief. We'd like some money for education. We're paying it for a fraud. This is fraud. Somebody's got to call it for what it is, and somebody's got to do something about it. Our attorney general could easily bring an action. Let's do that. Merrick Garland could bring an action. Merrick Garland could bring an action. Somebody's got to bring an action. What's going on here? Somebody should bring an action. We have a development that is very good. Before I get to it, I'm going to go to the lines again. Fred of Cottage Grove, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Fred?
Morning, Matt. Don't you think the IRS should investigate Gableman's income?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea.
No, I mean, he's got all these expenses and stuff that's unaccountable and everything else, and see what he's reporting for income, at least for 2020, and then again now for, or 2021, and then for 2022, but till next year when he files again. But I know the State Department revenue probably wouldn't do it because they're Republican controlled. But I think the IRS, somebody should get in there and check it out.
You know, I like the idea of that, of a financial investigation, and the IRS is one that can do it. The U.S. attorney can do it, and so can the attorney general. And here's why I think it's a good idea. I would not only investigate Gableman, I'd investigate Kapenga and Voss, because we don't know. But they're public figures, and when they cave like this, one thing I'd be interested in knowing is where are Voss's contributions coming from? Where are they, his political contributions? Are there any other contributions? Let's take a look at all his finances. You're right, the IRS can do it. Let's take a look at everything he reports. Did Trump or one of his committees contribute to him as a result of the hiring of Gableman? Is Gableman reporting everything? Is he getting other money? He went out to North Dakota for a meeting with the MyPillow guy, you know, the Mike Lindell guy with the weird mustache, you know, that guy says there's a conspiracy. He's been sued for lying about Dominion voting. He's hung around with him, and then Gableman also went down to Arizona, hung around with the conspiracy theorists down there. But you remember they wanted to overturned the election, and they did their own audit that didn't go anywhere. This is bad news. Yes, there's a financial component, but there's also a moral component. This is my tax money and your tax money. We got to knock it off. I'm going to get to one more call before the break, and the rest of you stay on the line. Terry, the Northwoods, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
I'm just going to say that Mallory McMorrow, that assembly person from Michigan the other day that did that rebuttal to that Republican comrade of hers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I heard her say on either Chris Hayes or I believe it was Chris Hayes that the legislature in Michigan has been gerrymandered Republican since 1984. If I heard that right, Matt, 1984, that's disturbing as hell. Disturbing as hell, to say the least.
Well, ours has been gerrymandered now since 2010, and it will be till 2030. That's 20 years. And then we are also going to be And then 2030, if they control it, and if God forbid there's a Republican governor, we'll be gerrymandered until 2040. 2010 to 2040 is 30 years. That's 30%. So I don't know if Michigan started in 84 when it started, but anyway, we're going to Dan and Madison. Get you in quick before the break. Dan, what's on your mind today?
Well, you're talking about, you know, the financial investigation. One of the things that always makes me think about with the Republicans is, you know, Voss is paying, gave him in this money out of taxpayer funds. But here's another question. How much of that money does Gableman secretly donate right back to Voss? You know, Voss is probably getting his taste, too.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to any of this, but I think what you're putting the finger on is sunshine is the best disinfectant. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Let's have clarity. These are public figures, and they're on the dole from the taxpayers. Let's do a full financial investigation of Voss and Gableman and Kapenga, for that matter. Let's do it. And the IRS and a U.S. attorney can look at all their private investments and where they get their money and what they're declaring. Take a good look at these guys and find out what's going on. There's too much money floating around there. And after Citizens United, there's too much dark money floating around there. And this is Wisconsin. And we have a gerrymandered legislature that is badly corrupting the state. Period. End of story. Thanks for calling in. Excellent. We're going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a fight within the Republican Party. I was glad to see it. It's a bunch of very, very bad people fighting each other. Matt Gaetz, now he's the guy from Florida. He's originally born in Alabama. He's a Republican congressman from Florida, from the panhandle, the western part of Florida. Bad news. Under federal investigation for trafficking right now. Federal investigation for trafficking. I don't know what they're going to do. Sometimes they won't bring a criminal case just before an election. They'll wait till afterwards. Don't know how the guy gets elected down there. Shoots his mouth off all the time. Goes around the country with Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, attacking the United States, attacking our country. But in any event, Matt Gaetz lashed out just now at Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise. Kevin McCarthy is the minority leader of the Republicans. Steve Scalise is number two. He's the number two guy in the Republican leadership. Remember that Liz Cheney is number three and they squeezed her out because she has a lot of guts and stood up to Trump. But the New York Times got hold of a transcript, not a transcript, actually a tape, an audio tape, of a phone call that Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Liz Cheney, and others had right after January 6th. And in this call, both McCarthy and Scalise were very critical of Trump and very critical of January 6th. And they've since changed their tune for politics. But back then, they were afraid of violence, and they attacked it. And one of the things they said, they also attacked individual members of their own caucus, the real right-wing ones who supported January 6th insurrection. And here's what Gaetz said about Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise as a result of the disclosing of that conversation. Quote, "These are weak men. Representative McCarthy and Representative Scalise held views about President Trump and me that they shared on sniveling calls with Liz Cheney, not with the rest of us. This is the behavior of weak men, not leaders," end quote. Now, McCarthy in that call said Gaetz was, quote, "putting people in jeopardy." Quote, "We saw what people would do in the Capitol. They came prepared with rope with everything else," end quote. And Scalise said that what Gaetz was doing is potentially illegal conduct. It's potentially illegal what he's doing, okay? Now, both McCarthy and Scalise were telling the truth in private in that phone call. I was glad to see that. The problem is they lied about the phone call and said it didn't happen, and they also now are for Trump and said January 6th is fine. These people will do anything, anything to stay in power, anything. When I say anything, I mean betray the United States, attack their president, a wartime president, stab him in the back when he's trying to stand up to the commie Ruskies, the Russian mafia. They'll do anything. They will even be taped on a conversation, deny that it happened even when it is divulged. If they're asked, do you think that it was audio shopped somehow? They don't answer. They change 100%, say they didn't say it, and if they did say it, they were joking, that kind of thing, and they stand up for January 6th right now. But Gates, who's being investigated at least for sex trafficking of a minor, said when this came out, quote, Representative McCarthy and Representative Scalise held views about President Trump and me that they shared on sniveling calls, sniveling calls with Liz Cheney, not the rest of us. This is the behavior of weak men, not leaders. Now, when you say stuff like that, and I mean both ways, when Scalise and McCarthy say that about Gates, McCarthy said that Gates was putting people in jeopardy. Quote, we saw what people would do in the Capitol. They came prepared with rope, with everything else. Scalise said, what Gates is doing is potentially illegal, what he's doing, okay? When you say that, and then the guy that you say it about comes back and says that you were on a sniveling phone call and you are weak men, not leaders, you don't repair that. You don't repair that. Both Scalise and McCarthy are hoping that Gates is criminally charged and put in prison so he can't run again, because apparently in Florida, they must like this kind of stuff. In Florida, he's running again, running again. By the way, Madison Cawthorn, North Carolina, said that the Republicans had invited him to orgies, sex orgies where drugs were used. And at that point, some of the Republicans, not all of them, but maybe what, the guilty ones, all go, oh, well, no, that's terrible. He shouldn't do that anymore. This is a sick party. This is a sick, disorganized party. It really is. In any event, does McCarthy survive this? I don't mean in his congressional district. I mean, out there, they'll vote for anything. I mean, these gerrymandered districts, they vote for bizarre, they vote for Frankenstein, you know, they vote for anything. But when it comes to being speaker, let's say, God forbid, they pick up 8 or 9 seats and get to designate the speaker. Let's say, God forbid, they do that. If they pick up a lot of seats, and because I'm talking only arithmetical probability, when the party in power, which is Biden because he's president, party in power typically loses a few seats, and they frequently lose a lot of seats. Trump in 2018 lost 48 seats. Obama in 2010 lost 60 seats. The only two presidents in 40 years that actually picked up seats when they were president were Bill Clinton in 1998. People were tired of this fake impeachment. And in 2004, George W. Bush picked up some seats. So it can happen, and I hope it does. But let's say, God forbid, Nancy Pelosi's not speaker, and the Republicans have to put somebody up. If they have a lot of extra seats to spare, probably it'll be McCarthy despite all of this stuff. But if it's a whisker, if there's like a 1 or 2 seat majority, what's going to happen is the Gateses, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, these kinds of people, Paul Gosar of Arizona, really sick people, people like Mo Brooks of Alabama, they're going to get together and put up a true nut. You know, they'll put up somebody like Paul Gosar, and then no one will be able to stomach it, and they'll have to come to a compromise, and McCarthy will be out. So the question is, how many seats do they pick up, if any? Because if they don't pick up any, Pelosi's the speaker again, they'll throw McCarthy out as the minority leader. The guy's useless, absolutely useless. No spine, no spine whatsoever. Won't stick up for America. Shouldn't be in Congress at all. But the larger question is, how long do these fissures in F-I-S-S-U-R-E, fissures in the Republican Party last? Because if they get a lot of seats and they somehow become dominant for a couple of years, you can't expect the Matt Gaetzes and the Gosars and the Lauren Boberts and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Madison Cawthorns to go along with anything rational. And you're not going to expect people who are, you know, quasi-moderate to go along, like a guy like Gallagher from Green Bay, and put up with QAnon, put up with, frankly, treason against the United States. You are going to see a split in the Republican Party, and you're starting to see it right now, and you're seeing it in spades. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A really shocking statement by Michael Cohen, the former personal lawyer to Donald Trump. Michael Cohen is the only one who went to prison over the Stormy Daniels scandal. Stormy Daniels is a porn star, had an affair with Donald Trump, was paid off in secret. And there's a lot of talk about it. And by gosh, guess who went to jail? Michael Cohen, who never even met Stormy Daniels. And Trump snuck free. Well, Michael Cohen just now announced that these documents that the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, has subpoenaed in her civil fraud case against Trump and his properties, that he already turned over a lot of those. And it turns out, and he says, Trump is lying. Trump said they don't exist. He can't find them. Cohen said, I turned them over as his lawyer. Turned them over to Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan, who took a dive and instructed his team not to prosecute Trump. And the grand jury should be looking in that one, see who got to Alvin Bragg. But he also turned it over, Michael Cohen said, to a congressional investigation committee, the January 6th committee. I assume it's the January 6th committee, but it's the investigation of Trump in the Congress. And he also said, you know, good for that judge who fined Trump $10,000 a day. Good for him, because when that starts to mount up, Trump will cave. Well, I got a better idea, guys. When the judge reads that Trump lied and those documents exist in his own personal lawyer, at his direction, because it's the client that directs it, turns them over already to the Manhattan DA and to a congressional investigation committee, he didn't turn over the only copies. Are you kidding me? I don't know a lawyer in the world who would turn over documents without making Xerox copies of them. Those Xerox copies are in Trump's possession, and Trump lied about not having them. That should be investigated, because that statement that he didn't have them is perjury, it's a felony, and should result in jail time. We're going to the line. CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Morning, Matt. I heard you on The Devil's Advocate last night, and it sounded like you agreed with me. Biden's failures.
You got to clarify that one, CJ. You and I have never agreed. So how did I do it on Crute's Devil's Advocate show yesterday? I was on at 4 o'clock. So how did I agree with you?
Well, you said that Biden, the Hunter Biden administration, is his problems are due to things like inflation, the border, and Afghanistan. you know, they're going to lose.
Well, actually, I didn't say that. There is no Hunter Biden administration. He's never been elected president. And I did not say anything that supported what you just said. So you must have been listening to something else. But go ahead and make your point.
Well, the mere fact that I want to clear up a little history. Afghanistan is due to the surrender of Afghanistan by Biden is due to watching Obama do nothing after he drew the red line in Syria and Russia invaded Crimea and Obama Biden administration did nothing. But, you know, you talked about the yesterday on Matt's show about the border as a problem. And how much damage can this administration and the Democrats do before they lose big in November? The red wave is coming. And because they're now going to let the city of, say, Oregon or Stoughton in every day. Every day they're coming across the border, Matt. And you know why? Because it's all future votes. To the Democrats, that's all they care about. And, you know, the border is an issue. Inflation's the biggest issue. They're going to lose big because of you. The Democrats are in control right now. And this administration, and I call it the Hunter Biden administration because his partner was in the White House 19 times, Matt. 19 times the Hunter Biden story that was buried by social media and Zuckerberg is now true. Do you want to know who the big guy is, Matt? I'd like to know. Do you want to know who the big guy is?
Well, let me do this. You've raised about six issues, and I'm happy to have you have your say, but you got to let me have my say, and so I'm going to respond right now. When it comes to the economy and inflation, we've had the lowest unemployment since 1968. A lot of that inflation was caused, obviously, by two things. COVID relief, trillions of dollars. Trump put several trillion in. Biden put several trillion in. Any president had to do that to save the country, and obviously also the Ukraine war. But it is coming down, and the economy, it's easy to get a job. Walmart is starting truck drivers at $110,000 a year. Part of inflation is because of higher wages, but it is still coming down, and I'm glad that there are higher wages. When it comes to Afghanistan, let's be blunt about this. John McCain said we should be there 100 years. We're already there 20 years. What I said is that Biden inherited from Trump. Trump recognized the Taliban wrongly. He did that. Then what he did was he booted the Afghan government out of the Vienna Accords, put the Taliban in there who lied to him, told the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists, ISIS and Al-Qaeda from the jails and went on to kill Americans, and said we'd be out by March 1. Biden came in and said we can't be out by March 1, and the Republicans attacked him. So he said, all right, we'll be out by August 1, where I think he made a mistake as he shouldn't have put a firm date on it. And in terms of a withdrawal, just do it in a more orderly fashion. But the problem is, CJ, you can't save a people from their own culture. They are a Muslim culture. They're a Muslim culture that believes in jihad and just a fundamentalist aspect of it, whereas other more moderate cultures like in Turkey and Egypt are less so. But these people have been savages for a long time, killed people for a long time, and you cannot save them from themselves. And Biden said, we've been here 20 years. We've gotten Al-Qaeda, we've gotten Osama bin Laden, and we're going to withdraw. When it comes to the other things you're saying at the border, I have said that I don't agree with some of my own party's policies on that. But what Biden is doing is he has deported more people, frankly, than Trump. And he's getting heat from the left on it. So there are a lot of other things you said. I enjoy your coming in. People criticize you for calling in. Just remember something. If CJ didn't exist, I would have to invent him. Okay. I appreciate going back and forth. Thank you for calling. Next up is Wisco Paul. We have a lot of people on the line. I'm going to get to as many as possible before this break and then afterwards. Stay on the line. Wisco Paul, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt, and thanks for taking all callers. There's a lot of CJs out there. I personally know them. But in all his rants, he never talks about making Social Security better, Medicare better, Medicaid better, the Affordable Care Act better, unemployment compensation, and helping workers in this country. None of that. It's all this negativity. And where does it come from? Right Radio and Fox. I will not call it Fox News because it is not. And CJ, you need to get a little more, you need to listen to Matt more often. Well, I think you do, but you need to broaden your thought process a little bit and think about the little guy in this country. And as far as inflation, Matt, I may have my figures wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, corporate America's profits are up roughly 30%. So, and corporate CEOs' wages are through this just unbelievable. So that's some of your inflation along with Trump's tax cuts. So with that, I'll let other people get on here, but I hope the Democratic Party understands the power of talk radio, because you've dropped the ball.
These are good comments. Good comments. Very, very good, Paul. I enjoy your calling in. Thank you very much. Excellent comments. Jean of Eau Claire, you're next up to bat. Thanks for calling, Jean.
Outstanding comments there. Yes, I witnessed that same mantra every single day on all different radio stations, and this is like this is like what happens to people's thinking when they're being, I hate to use the word, brainwashed or neuro-linguistic programming is a fancy word for it. When you have those lies spewed all day long, nonstop, from right-wing radio, plus also the religious evangelical stations even have that going on all day. This is what you get, and these people can't even understand. Can't even state why they're thinking that way, and give real facts. It's amazing. Thank you so much for the education on this, Matt. This is amazing. You have a good day and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Jean. Tom and McFarland, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Since CJ wants to talk about his history, and this goes back to my belief that Democrats are great at governing but lousy at politics. Back in early 2020, the Trump administration appointed a special inspector general to study Afghanistan policy. And he did a top-to-bottom exhaustive analysis on U.S. foreign policy within Afghanistan. And he completed the work, including the withdrawal. He was able to actually tie up his work and include the withdrawal, and with the final product coming out, I believe, in May of 2022, somewhere in there. And he put the majority of the blame onto the Trump administration, saying that he could not have asked for a better blueprint for strategic failure in the way that Trump negotiated with the Taliban, intentionally setting up the catastrophe that we saw within the withdrawal. But then he does say that the overall failure is a result of failure of American policy, starting with George W. Bush, and how he went into Afghanistan without any kind of clear goal, and that just became a quagmire. I wish that the Democrats would just trumpet this report every single time as Republicans say, look, Biden screwed this up. Well, no, according to Trump's own man, Trump screwed this up. But this report has always been buried. I'm not sure why it doesn't get more headlines.
Yeah, no, this is great stuff. And, you know, Trump wanted to bring the Taliban to Camp David, and he darn near did. Trump is a disaster. We still have people on the lines. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Thanks for all these great calls. Back right after the break.
Tired of hearing CJ talk about Hunter Biden and not mention, you know, that Jared Kushner, who made billions of dollars while working within the administration, for the administration, the guy who could not get a security clearance, he and Trump's daughter Ivanka made boatloads of money
far, far more than Hunter Biden, who was not in the administration, who was not given, you know, top secret clearance so he could run off to Saudi Arabia and turn over Adnan Khashoggi to Mr. Bonesaw and get him murdered. You know, Hunter Biden did not turn the Kurds over to the tender mercies of the Turks and let the Turks slaughter them, our allies, the Kurds who were our allies, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIS. And Donald Trump attempted to overthrow the government of the United States to make himself dictator for life. And that's what Trump would have done if January 6th would have succeeded, or January 17th, as it turns out. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and yes, I add the emphasis on the traitor, because the argument on the 14th Amendment, well, they haven't been convicted of anything. Well, no, the 14th Amendment does not require a conviction. It says participation. It talks about being involved in an insurrection or rebellion. Well, they're proudly proclaiming we were here, except when they get caught, and then they try to weasel out of it. Well, no. And for Matt Gaetz, another ne'er-do-well out of Florida, whose father has bought him out of so many traffic crimes, apparently, that we don't know enough about all that, you know, that but trafficking in the underage girl, bringing her across state lines, which is a crime, and they forgive all this stuff. They're willing to forgive all the crimes of Donald Trump, Trump bragged about some of his crimes. Yeah, I grab them whenever I want them, you know, and that... It's just disturbing, because they're, you know, that yes, Biden has his faults, and how much did, and jumping aside, what did Greg Abbott's little stunt down in Florida cost the people of Texas and the American taxpayers, because of the billions of dollars it cost holding all those trucks up at the border? How much food got wasted, just wasted, because Governor Abbott wanted to play his little stunt? Well, you know, that, explain that one, CJ. I mean, but you never will, because you're just off on Joe Biden, you know, and the red wave. And the only reason a red wave would happen, because of all the gerrymandering across the country, because more than 50% of the people in this country vote for the Democrats and their policies rather than the Republicans on their, let's take everything away from the middle class and the benefits we've achieved over the decades, like Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, you know, that is perfect rendition of the issues, and especially of Afghanistan and some of the related issues, Mark. As always, thanks very much for calling in. Very well done. Very well done. One good piece of news that just came out. Letitia James. Letitia James is the Attorney General of New York. She said they are coming close to finalizing their litigation against Trump, civil litigation for fraud, because the statute of limitations is approaching, and Trump, with all these appeals, tries to avoid the statute of limitations. But Letitia James said, quote, "We are almost done unraveling the Russian nesting doll," which is Trump's finances. That is a great phrase. You know, a Russian nesting doll, you know, they have this deal where there's a doll within a doll within a doll within a doll. And, you know, they're kind of cute and they're well painted and they're like little toys. Referring it as a Russian nesting doll and throwing in the word Russia. Now, we know that Trump would mislabel the finances of his company, depending on whether it was the state taxing authorities, the federal taxing authorities, or banks who wanted to lend, who were going to lend him money. If it was a bank, he'd say that the building, and this is just an example, is worth $100 million, so they think they had collateral. If it was the state or federal taxing authorities, they'd say it's worth $10 million, and that's just an example. I don't know the exact numbers. You can't do that. Sending in inconsistent evaluations to a state taxing authority and to a federally insured bank are felonies. They're felonies. Problem is, he was being investigated for felonies in New York, and Alvin Bragg took a dive, the newly elected hack prosecutor, just called off the dogs. We need a grand jury to look at his bank accounts. We have to find out who got to this guy. Guy's bad news. He's a hack, should not be a prosecutor, and he let Trump off the hook. Letitia James is proceeding civilly for fraud. For instance, the way that they did with Trump University. And she is saying the Russian nesting doll of his finances is being unraveled. Now, if that is an implication that they found Russian involvement in his finances, if they do that, that is a blockbuster of revelation. We know it's true. We know that Mueller, the special counsel, took a dive and deliberately said, I'm not looking at finances. What is he, Inspector Clouseau? I mean, there's a dead body in the corner. He doesn't look at it. He doesn't think that the Ruskies giving him money is what, relevant to the Ruskies collaborating with him? He was a hack Republican. He took a dive. Comey was a hack Republican, took a dive. Fingered Hillary Clinton, said, oh, I'm investigating her just before the election. He was also investigating Trump for Russia and didn't disclose that. Didn't disclose that. Both of them are malfeasance at the highest levels of our government. And Trump is avoiding so far criminal prosecution through death threats to prosecutors, threats by Trump that are not addressed at all, and timidity of our prosecutors. Letitia James, at least on the civil side, called it a Russian nesting doll. So I'm going to look with great interest in what she's come up with, because if she's come up with Rusky involvement, that's a different story. And that's when we absolutely should go back to the drawing boards immediately, prosecute this guy. Prosecute this guy. He's a foreign agent. He's not an American president. He was not an American president. He's on the take from the Ruskies, from Russian organized crime. I have a lot of admiration, as you know, for President Zelensky of Ukraine, but he came out with a great idea. A great idea. He said, when this is all over and Ukraine is won and we are still a country, we need global control of Russian nuclear capabilities, quote, unquote. Quote, global control of Russian nuclear capabilities, quote, unquote. That is a fantastic idea. Obviously, Putin wouldn't agree to it. But they have something like 1,550 nuclear weapons, and they have nuclear plants. Russia is not a normal country. It's a police state. It's not a civilized country. It's become a Nazi country. They should not be permitted to have nuclear weapons at their discretion. And you can say, okay, good luck. Who's going to bell the cat? The mice get together. They go, let's hang a bell on the cat. So when he's coming, we know he's there. Somebody goes, okay, well, which one of us is going to bell the cat? I get it. But when Putin is dragged out and murdered by the mob, which I think is going to happen at some point, you don't retire from that kind of position. And they have sane people in there. I think as a condition of lifting the sanctions against them and not continuing to cripple their economy, just say the location of your nuclear missiles and everything else has to be under international control. And that is the major countries like France, Germany, UK, United States, and China. And then also UN, some of the UN people, and just put a stop on their threatening nuclear war when they want to invade and torture in Nazi fashion another country like Ukraine. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great call-ins. Thank all of you who called in. Really appreciate it. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
And when the evening comes, we smile so much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.